If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. We once again greet you today in the lovely name of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to bring the gospel, the good tidings of redemption, to you on this broadcast again today. Perhaps you are listening today for the very first time. If so, we are happy to welcome you to the ever-growing audience of Worth Baptist Hour. And if you're listening today and you do not have a Sunday school and church home, we extend to you and to your family a very cordial invitation to come and visit with us in our Sunday school and in our services of worship today. Let me acquaint you with a schedule of services here at Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a thoroughly graded and carefully supervised Sunday school here at Worth Baptist. We have a class for every member of your family. For example, if your child is in the third grade in the public school, he or she will be in the third grade in our Sunday school. We have adult classes, graded departments for the whole family. So we invite you to come and bring the whole family to the Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church today. Our motto is teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday School to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. And then our Sunday morning worship service begins at 11. Our Sunday evening worship hour at 7. We believe that in each of these services you'll find a friendly and spiritual atmosphere in which to worship God. So we invite you to get ready, come to Sunday school today, and attend the services of worship here at Worth Baptist Church. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth, and Worth Baptist Church is easily and conveniently accessible from all parts of the city of Fort Worth and of Tarrant County by the Pauley Freeway, that's Highway 287 South, and by Loop 820. Be our guests today in the services of Worth Baptist Church. And we would be happy to hear from you by mail. Our mailing address, Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, So Near, Yet So Far Away. I shall read from the Gospel according to Mark chapter 12, beginning at verse 28. But first, a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, and Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come before Thee again with grateful hearts for all of Thy blessings upon our lives. We come to Thee today in behalf of every listener to Worth Baptist Hour. We know that Thou art acquainted with all of those who listen. Thou knowest every heartbeat. Thou knowest, dear Lord, the conditions and circumstances that surround our lives today. And so we pray that a special portion of Thy strength and sufficient grace would be ours. Lift up those who have fallen. Cheer up those who are sad. Encourage those who are discouraged. Save those who are lost. Reclaim those who have drifted afar. And may, as this broadcast goes out over this area, it be a real blessing to the hearts and lives of those who listen today. And may from it a sense of direction be found. And may a new dimension in life be discovered. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, we offer these things. And in His name we pray, and for His sake, and with thanksgiving. Amen. In the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 12, I read verse 28. And one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, "Which is the first commandment of all?" And Jesus answered him, "The first of all the commandments is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength.' This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, 'Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.' There is none other commandment greater than these." And the scribe said unto him, "Well, Master, thou hast said the truth, for there is one God, and there is none other but He. And to love Him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the soul, and with all the strength, and to love his neighbor as himself, is more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered discreetly, he said unto him, "Thou art not far from the kingdom of God." Thou art not far from the kingdom of God. So near and yet so far away. This is a touching story indeed. And it is so very true to life in the 20th century. Some of you listening to this broadcast, you are not very far from the kingdom of God, and yet you're a long way, so near, and yet so far away. It is tragic how close some people come to knowing the Lord Jesus Christ, how close they come to having their sins forgiven, how close they come, and yet how far away they really are. They come right to the brink of the river of life. They taste, but they do not drink. They touch, but they do not embrace. I must warn you today that to miss heaven one inch is to miss it a million miles. To miss heaven one second is to miss heaven for all time and for all eternity. Hear again the words of Jesus, who said to the man who had questioned him, "Thou art not far from the kingdom of God." Almost, but beloved, almost is not enough. Almost cannot prevail. Almost is but to fail. I repeat, if you miss heaven one inch, you'll miss it a million miles. If you miss the glory world for one second, you'll miss it for all eternity. So near, and yet so far away. Some of you listening today are not far from accepting Christ as your own personal Savior. Weigh that thought for a moment. Accepting Christ. Just what does it mean to accept Christ? Well, it means that you must admit that you are a lost sinner. The Bible declares that all men are lost, that all men are by nature sinners in the sight of God. You must then admit that you're lost. That's what it means. And it means further to trust Christ as your Savior, to anchor your faith in Him. The Bible declares, "For by grace are you saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Consider for a moment the word salvation. Salvation is an experience between God and man. It means to be delivered from destruction, death, and great calamity. In the old days, we heard people talking about an experience with God, an experience of grace. But beloved, about all we hear now is, "Shake this hand," or "sign a card," or "make this decision," or "that or the other." The Bible is very clear along this line. For Jesus said, "Ye must be born again." I'm here to say to you that your new birth, your salvation, your being born again is more than your simply turning over a new leaf. It is more than your shaking the preacher's hand. It is more than your saying, I'll do better next time. Beloved, salvation is a divine conception. It is a spiritual birth. And the very thought of salvation is the most sublime thought that can enter into your heart and to your mind. We read in the Bible in John chapter 1, verse 11 and verse 12, He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. In John 3:18 we read, He that believeth is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed on the name of the only begotten Son of God. Further in John 3, in verse 36, we read, He that believeth is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. He that believeth on the Son, not just believe what you want to believe, not just believing just to say you're believing, but beloved, listen again to verse 36. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. But he that believeth not shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. I read in John 5:24. Jesus said, He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Your salvation is dependent upon your believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. And God always makes the first move. In the case of the first sinner, Adam, God called him. In the cool of the day, God walked in the Garden of Eden, and He called out, Adam, where art thou? And God is doing the same today. The very same approach is seen in the New Testament. In Luke chapter 19 at verse 10 we read, For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost. Jesus Christ is the only Savior. It is only through His shed blood on Calvary's cross that you can be saved. God's policy remains unchanged and unchangeable. Past, present, and future, God's method of salvation is always the same. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Salvation is the gift of God. Paul declares in Romans 6:23 that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. God is offering His salvation, this free gift, to you this moment. God is calling you. You are not far. Oh, beloved, if you'll just hear and heed and believe, you too can be saved. So near and yet so far away. We read in the Bible, God gives a great invitation to all men. He says, Come now, for all things are ready. He says, Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Salvation is an experience that is based on faith. Faith in God's ability and God's willingness and God's power to save your never dying soul. If something is wrong with your car, you trust it to the mechanic. If something is wrong with your body, you trust it to the doctor. Beloved, there is something wrong with your soul. You must learn to trust it to Christ. Faith in God will bring about your eternal salvation. Some of you are not far right now from exercising faith. Your salvation is only one belief away. For the Bible declares, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Within your heart, not within your head, not within the reasoning powers of your mind, but in the innermost recesses of your heart, the seat of your emotion, the governor of your being, the relay station of all your activities, within your heart, you must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and then confess with your mouth, that God hath raised him from the dead, and the Bible says, you will be saved. Right this moment, even as you listen to this broadcast, your heart is beating with concern. Your heart is pounding with conviction. You're just one step away. Why not turn loose? Why not this moment anchor your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and believe on Him as your own personal Savior? If you'll do that this moment, you can be saved. So near and yet so far away. I remind you that to be almost saved is not enough. For to be almost is to be altogether damned. Come today. Make that final step. Open the door of your heart. Say yes to Christ. Invite Him to come into your heart and believe that He is able to save you this moment. And though you might seem very far, you can be within the kingdom of God by a new birth, the personal encounter with the Holy Spirit of God. So near, and yet so far away. Some of you listening to this broadcast are not far from an absolute surrender of your life to serve Christ. Many of you who are saved are not serving Christ. You are not attending Sunday school. You are not going to church. You are not reading your Bible. You are not honoring the Lord's Day. Pause with me for just a moment. What is your hope for today? Suppose death comes. Suppose the Lord Jesus Christ comes. Where would He find you? Do your plans include Sunday school and church attendance? Are you absolutely surrendered to Christ? Or are you living in halfway house? You've given your heart to Christ, but that's all. And you've reserved everything else for self, desecrating the holy day of God, doing away with in your own heart and in your own mind the necessity for and the need of and the love for worship and the study of God's Word. Don't do it any longer. Forsake your other plans today. Turn away from that physical, material, profit-making, pleasure-seeking way and come to church and surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, if you're saved, everything you have, I repeat, everything you have belongs to God. Your body belongs to Him as a sanctuary. Your body belongs to Him to be sacrificed as a reasonable service. Your body belongs to Him to be sanctified and set apart for His own use. Not only does your body belong to God, but your time belongs to God. This is Sunday. This is the Lord's Day. This time belongs to God. And beloved, you do wrong and you do sin. If you're a Christian and you ignore the church and ignore the Bible, you best come today to your senses and realize that as a born-again believer, as a Christian, you are not your own, but you're bought with a price. Not far, some of you right now, from making that step of a total surrender and absolute commitment of your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. A step in the right direction is towards Sunday school and church today. And that brings me to my third and final thought on today's broadcast. Some of you are not far from affiliating with the church. You know that the church is God's only agency in the world. You know that the church is the only organism that's ordained to preach the gospel and evangelize the world. You know today, deep within the heart of hearts, you know that your church deserves your allegiance, your loyalty, and your support. You know that the church needs your influence. You know that the church provides a place of worship and service for you and your family. You know that every Christian, every born-again believer, every child of God should be identified with the church. You know that God has put the church here in the world to serve all mankind. You know that as a Christian, you should be vitally related to the church. And beloved, the doors of the church are now open. The call is given. And some of you are not far from church membership, from allegiance to Christ through affiliation with the church. And I trust today that you would make that step. Let me review. First, if you are lost, make the step toward God by putting your faith in the Lord Jesus and trusting Him as your Savior. If you're a Christian but your life is not surrendered, make that step of absolute commitment and surrender of your life today. If you're a Christian and you're not a member of the church, make that step today. Affiliate with the church. Identify with God's people. And let your support and your influence be given to the church today. Just how far are you from trusting Jesus Christ as your Savior? How far are you from absolute surrender of your life? How far are you from joining the church? Beloved, you can make one step today, one simple step of faith, and be in the right relationship with God and in the right fellowship with God's people. Why not do it right now while you're listening to the radio? Resolve in your mind that if you're lost, you'll trust Christ as your Savior. If you're out of church, that you'll come today. If you've been neglecting your privilege of worship, that you would do that no longer, but put Christ and the church and worship and the Bible first in your life. So near and yet so far away. Until next Lord's Day, at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your home, and upon your family. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.